Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And I see we've got someone joining us for first things first. It's his birthday.
We have an intruder.
Yeah! My player is in the house. Hey!
This is what happens when it's your birthday.
Hey. Say!
We're not trying to get ready. We're here.
Yeah, what's up, Mpo?
All right, happy birthday, Mpo.
Oh, happy birthday. We've got a gift. We're giving my player, tune in later on. He's going to be deciding our classic crossover. That's our gift to him. Not these e-wallets he keeps asking for. Let's get the show started.
First things first.
Oh, here we are once again. I know a lot of people sometimes get a bit despondent and a bit like, the president is always making promises, but we need to stay optimistic. That's what I believe. I'm also one of those people who think, eish, Sona, man, uzothini manje, what promises is he going to make this time around? So we're just going to delve into Sona, how you feel about it, and what are you expecting the president to say, and most importantly, what's on your priority list as a South African? What do you want to get fixed? I'll start with the facts, and somebody who's well versed, Mfundo, what are we most likely going to hear from the president as things that are high on his priority list?
I think high on the president's priority list will probably be unemployment. He's got to give clarity on how he plans to address that. So we must hear interventions around the high unemployment rate. We also want to hear about how he plans to stimulate growth. I know Musi Maimane was quite bold, saying perhaps a 5% growth. We're not going to see that, obviously not. He needs to assure us around the energy stability. He went to the World Economic Forum, stated to foreign investors that we had stabilized, but then unfortunately a week later, he was embarrassed. We then announced load shedding over the weekend, so he must talk to us about that because analysts are saying probably load shedding is coming back. We also expect him to address the Bella Act. Where will the funds come from? Because in the Bella Act, it's been signed. They said they're going to absorb grade R into the basic education system, the classrooms. There's no space right now for just the ordinary grade 1s to 12. So if you're incorporating grade R, where will the funds come from? On the NHI Act, we also want to hear the progress thereof because there's still the issue where there's a dispute with the Democratic Alliance. They still want people who have medical aids to be able to use their medical aid. They say you cannot limit people's rights. We expect to also hear a bit more on the Expropriation Act. We want to get his regional strategy. Given what's happening in the DRC right now, do we want to be the big brother of Africa? It's a noble cause, but do we have the funds or capacity to be the big brother? Or even on the continent? So regional strategy, also foreign policy, which also speaks to the current spat with U.S. President Donald Trump. Will he be reaching out to Donald Trump, or does he want to be a person that asserts or affirms our sovereignty and says whatever? Because at the end of the day, the reality is that if you're going to be bullish about your sovereignty, it must be informed by your GDP. So many people might want us to be firm, but really, in comparison to United States, we might not be in a space to say, you know, an eye for an eye. Your country, my country. So we'd like to hear a little bit more on that. Health as well, what will happen, because we still need more 24-hour clinics. So quite a lot of priorities that he must address.
Yeah, I really like the whole, do we want to stand up to America, but at the same time, we can't back it up. I remember a particular president saying, Blair and Bush, you can keep your England and America, I'll keep my Zimbabwe. There's not much left of Zimbabwe at the moment. Me personally, I just wonder why we keep having this glamorous opening of parliament. It's like tone deaf to what's happening the rest of the country. During COVID, the president was able to have these family meetings. They didn't cost much. They didn't cost 6 million. Last year, the Sona cost 6 million. To me, the whole thing, it's like, we don't even need to do it like this. Can we have the opening of parliament when they go and debate the State of the Nation address? That was virtually done for the rest of the country. That's my thoughts. I see you're pulling faces.
They significantly cut it, honestly speaking. That 6 million was a significant cut. So a lot of things have been scaled down.
6 million.
They used to have a gala dinner, guys. They used to have gala dinners and all of that. So there has been a cut.
Okay. Mpo, are you glued to the screen tonight?
Nope.
Me too.
I don't care.
Yay. And this is the fact of the situation. A lot of people sometimes don't care what he's saying because it's just promises and promises, and people feel like, we've seen this movie before.
And I'll tell you why I don't care. It's purely because, one, it feels like it's the same regurgitation every single year. So we don't really get to see much progress after that particular State of the Nation address. So for me, it's like same old, you know, you just putting makeup on a monkey and then wanting me to be excited. Oh, it's got blue eyeshadow this time around. It's not pink. You know what I mean? So that's just my biggest problem with it. But yes, I have a lot of concerns. I mean, Mfundo has mentioned the state of education, the NHI, the state of unemployment, and then there's so many things. I just wish after I could literally, in a 12-month period, come back and say, ah, I see. You said you're going to do this. This is what you achieved.
In fact, you must start with that. Reference last year's SONA and say, these are the boxes I've ticked. These are the promises we've made. And these are the strides we've made. Because obviously, you can't fix certain things within a year. My please, quick one. My player's joining us for First Things First. He's still sticking around.
Let me tell you something, guys. Mina, I've got one solution for this country. And this would work. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me cook.
Okay.
If everybody that works for the government, if you get a job, I don't care which level you are at, you are obliged to use any service that is provided by the state. You cannot use anything private. Trust me, guys. That's for your immediate family. So you and your immediate family, no private school, no private hospital, nothing. Ngiyanjela, guys, ibudget ngeke ibuye lemumba every year. Isn't those ngalunga? You are not allowed.
I agree with you.
You are not allowed. If you are in government, you are not allowed to use private anything. Kungalunga yonkin. Mina, that's what I would say. Mina is president.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah, you are not allowed.
People have always been saying because their kids go to Crawford and all these fancy schools. Meanwhile, must tall side and don't even have a pen.
You and your family, your kids and your spouse, you are not allowed to go anywhere.
You need to go queue.
It's ngalunga yonkin.
Yeah.
Give us a shout. You are president for the hour and you are delivering the State of the Nation address. What does it sound like? Give us a call. 086-00-00959 or WhatsApp at 0636880959.
Some of us, you don't want to hear anything. You don't want to hear anything. Mina, all I want to hear is, guys, the jobs that I've been promising, we delivered them. Here. If I can hear that, I maybe I can believe in SONA. Till then, guys. Bye.
Yeah, on the SONA today, tonight, whenever it's happening, I don't even know. I don't expect much. We need a back to basic approach for this country. You know, when you drive around South Africa, which I do a lot, it's quite sad what you see, right? The infrastructure neglect that has happened. It's embarrassing. But anyway, he needs to go back to the basics. He's not going to do that. He's not. I don't expect much from him, you know? Yeah. He's going to politicize this entire thing. Yeah, so I have no hope.
Hi, Saul and the team. President for an hour. Definitely I will declare war to Rwanda and Lesotho. Bas telela lab.
First things first. Number one, I agree, Mablay. I agree with you. If everyone Osebenzela estate was to use the services that they offer to the public, I value medical aid for public servants, our valuable private schools for our public servants. I promise you, you said it correctly, everything is going to work out well. Number two, regarding SONA, I don't understand, guys, why we cannot just have a family meeting and save money. Let's just have a family meeting and save money. Number three, promises turn to lies, because wow, it's going to be promises that are going to eventually turn to lies.
Even the State of the Province address, same thing. These things could just be a video that goes out and we cut so much money. But also, as I said before, when he starts the speech, he should just account for the promises he made before. Remember when he used to tell us about cities of the future and flying buildings? Oh my gosh, I hope he stays realistic, please.
If you remember how things were collapsing in Sim, they are still collapsing now. But just referring back to when Robert Mugabe, things were collapsing and guy was going to Singapore. Singapore for his health, medical thing. Even abantwana bakhe, at some point he came to Mill Park. Kodwa iibhedlela zalapha they are not in great shape. People die. If you were taken to hospital, that means you are never coming back. So yeah.
I agree no more, please, they must cancel this medical aid thing for my doctors and nurses and everyone and go back to using public facilities. You've got doctors that are using medical aid. That means they don't trust their own colleagues in the government sector. So what's all of this? Teachers that are not taking their kids to public schools, they are going to private schools. So that means Guti, they are just playing with us.
Yeah, everyone who works in government should be subjected to the same services of the government. Even SAPS. I mean, you'll find high prominent people in government have like 5-4 SAPS members assigned to keep them safe. Meanwhile, us as a country, there's 60 million of us and less than 200 police officers to keep us safe. Kanti, who's working for who? Ah, nah, we shall see, man. We'll see what the president's got to say later on. And we'll try to stay positive, I guess. Thank you for all your voice notes.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.